somebody in the spirit, you are trying to catch something, then when you try to catch it, it shifts up. This time you are catching it. I said this time you are catching it. 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 Catch it in the name of Jesus. Storms were raging over Israel. He brought out David. Young David came out. Said, today I will cut off your head. Listen, I am here to cut off the head of every devil that are beholding you bound.
You are about listening to the senior pastor of City of Truth International Church, Pastor Samuel Olatibosun.
A master. For you to be a master, over anything in life, you must have a better understanding for you to be a master. A better what? Understanding. A better picture of that thing. What you don't understand, you become a slave to. You have to be a master, then you must first understand that thing. What you don't understand is bigger than you.
With free version for non-commercial.
What you don't understand is greater than you. What you don't understand, you can never sustain in life. And this is why Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, the Bible says, get wisdom. Proverbs 4:7. He said, wisdom is what? The principal thing. He now said, get wisdom, therefore, and with all thy gettings, get understanding. With all thy gettings, with all thy gettings. Meaning, if you get anything in this world without understanding what you've got, you soon lose it. It is with all your getting, the Bible says, get understanding. Go for the understanding of that thing. Even before you get it, it's better. So with all your gettings, the Bible says, get understanding. Because what you don't understand, you become a slave to. So understanding of anything is very important in life. Understanding money is what puts you over money. Many are looking and searching and pursuing money because they don't understand money. When you understand what it is to know what money is, then you rise on top of money and you keep smiling when others are frowning. When you enter the market today, everybody is frowning, including the one selling and including the one buying. Everybody has become frowners on the street. Some people be parading one place to the other, one place to the other, one place, because they have calculated, or the calculator says it's enough. Understanding money is what puts you over money. He said, with all thy gettings, get understanding. Please don't remove any verse again once you're displayed. So how do you get this understanding? Psalm 119:104. Psalm 119:104. The Bible said, through thy precept I get understanding. Through thy instruction I get understanding. Through thy word I get understanding. You cannot get understanding of anything outside the world.
Free version for non-commercial use.
He said, through thy precept David said. No wonder David was a master over money. He was a master over possessions. He was a master over what others have been enslaved with. Why? He said, through thy instructions, I get understanding. Hallelujah. He said, and therefore I hate every negative way. What leads many into negative way is because of lack of understanding. Through thy precept, I get understanding. Psalm 16, verse 16. Psalm 16, verse 16. The Bible says that the... Psalm 16, please.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Wisdom than gold. And to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. To get what? Understanding rather to be chosen than silver. Many are going after silver without not understanding silver. David is saying here that it is better to choose understanding, to go for understanding of silver. You won't be a slave to silver.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Choose understanding of silver. Until you understand silver, when you choose silver, then at the end tell of it, because you lack the understanding, you lose silver at the end. You become slave to silver at the end. He said to get what? Understanding rather to be chosen than silver. So don't go for silver first. Go for understanding of silver. Don't go for gold first. Go for the understanding of gold. So that at the end, you rise above gold. You rise above silver. You can control silver because you can't control what is above you. Am I right? I said, am I right? You can't control what is what above you. You only control what you understand. When you don't understand how a fan works, can you control it? This fan, a normal fan, you can't control it until you understand it. There is nothing in life that can be under your control until you have a better understanding of it. And that's why David said, and to get understanding, get it first, rather to be chosen than silver. After these 3 days, you will be the controller of silver. Because an understanding is about to dawn on you. Your eyes is about to be open to silver, open to gold. To understand it is the major thing, not to get it. So when you rush after silver and get it, you will lose it. It's better to stay and understand. Leave those who are rushing, let them keep rushing. At the end, you become the master over silver. They come to ask you, how did you do it? Why? You have taken time to understand silver, and then by that, you gain mastery over silver and gold. After these 3 days, or within these 3 days, silver will be under your feet. You are not hearing me. I said gold will be under your feet. And than to get understanding, rather to be chosen than silver. Why? Because the understanding of anything puts you above that thing and makes that thing your slave. You are not a slave, remember? When you became born again, or if you will become today,
created with free version for non-commercial use,
you are risen from being a slave to become a son, to become a prince under God. You are risen to rule, but you can't rule without understanding your place and without understanding the things that are placed before you. Did you get me? Understanding your place and the things placed before you, of which silver and gold is one of it. It's like resuming the position of a manager in a company, but you don't understand your position there. Neither do you understand all other positions there. You will see a gate man and bow before him. Why? You lack understanding of the position you just entered. The same thing with money. The same thing with silver and gold. When you become born again, the way you see silver and gold is different from the way the world sees it. Yours is different. You are operating on an hyper level. Because before you came to Christ, you can be chasing after it. Hiya. But when you step into Christ, it is to be chasing after you. The power has changed hands. That's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. If you read before then, the Bible says, after all these things to unbelievers seek after. He said, but you, when you seek after the kingdom first, the kingdom of God, understand what God is saying about these things concerning the kingdom, from the kingdom, from the realm of the kingdom. When you understand what God is saying about money from the realm of that kingdom, the Bible says, when you seek after it this way, seek the kingdom and his righteousness, he said, all other things, including money, will be added. You won't chase after it, God will add it to you. As a believer in Christ, money is an addition. So many people don't understand what it takes to be born again. They think that when you become born again, the same problem you have, the same misery, the same kind of miserable life you lived when you were there before is still the continuity. After it becomes, in fact, it becomes worse once you get born again. No, it gets better. It gets what? Better. Say it with your mouth. Say it gets better. Say it's getting better for me. Say it louder. It's getting better for me. You are not a slave to money. Money.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Understanding money, understanding a thing, that's what matters. When you seek the kingdom, you understand money from the realm of the kingdom. When others are crying, you are jumping, shouting, glory! Why? You are operating based on a particular understanding. Your eyes are open. You could know your levels. You understand who you are. You understand your place in Christ. That's why when you become born again, like Jesus, when Jesus was to begin this life of the Spirit, the first thing the devil attacked was his identity. You should know who you are before money.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
After or within these three Sundays, these solid Sundays, when somebody cries to you and talk about money, I say, you will tell him, keep that one, as it's not an issue. You know why? Understanding. It's not a problem. After today, money will not be your problem again. And then in these 3 Sundays, you will be ruling on top of money in the name of Jesus Christ. Understanding, the understanding of anything puts you above that thing and makes that thing your slave. And that is why Proverbs 19 verse 8. I'm just opening your eyes to understand it, because we want to talk about understanding money. So you need to know what it takes to understand. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 8.
Created see what with it free says. Version it for said, non-commercial use.
He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Did you love your soul? See demo. I said, did you love your soul? He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Did you hear that? He that keepeth understanding about anything, the good of that thing follows him. He that keepeth understanding shall find. When others are looking for good, he finds good. When others are looking for favor, he finds favor. When others are looking for success, he finds success. When others are looking for upliftment, he finds upliftment. Why? He has an understanding. Somebody will find good in these 3 Sundays. A closed mouth is equal to what? A closed destiny. The best way to close your destiny is to close your mouth. Your tongue is not for a buy alone. Your tongue is a physical substance which carries spiritual power. Your leg does not carry spiritual power. It's not your hand, though. Even if it is loaded in your heart, you need your mouth to activate it. What you can't activate with your tongue remains unactivated forever. Because it is your voice. God, everybody's voice has a free version for non-commercial use. I repeat again. That in the name of Jesus, within these 3 Sundays, you will find good. Yeah. Say it louder. Say amen. Yeah. You will find favor. Yeah. You will find success. Yeah. You will find upliftment. Yeah. There is somebody here. You will find recommendations. There is somebody here. You are looking for recommendation in places. After this or within these 3 Sundays, there will be mighty, miraculous approval for those recommendations, and it will submit opportunities into your hand. So
created
either
free version
keep it.
For non-commercial
you see, the Bible
use.
Say either keep it. Not that you got it today and leave it tomorrow. You have to keep it. You have to sustain it. You have to allow it inside you. You must be conscious of it. Either keep it, understand and find it good. It is your keeping that causes you to find. Meaning that for you to find it, your qualification is to keep it. Not that you get it today and on Monday it's not with you again. On Tuesday you are moving around and going everywhere and you are still talking like somebody without understanding, then you lose the good. But when you go with the understanding and the consciousness of what you have been taught today and you are moving around with it, you are keeping understanding. And by that, the Bible says you will find good. Meaning there is a connection of your understanding inside with the good on the outside. Some people say nobody knows what is going on my outside, so whatever will be,
no.
In this world is connected to your mind. If you hide anything in your mind, the world knows. Did you know that? You are not hidden. The world knows. So that is why the Bible said that he that seeth you in the secret will reward you well in the open. So when you keep understanding in your secret, inside your heart, the reward of that understanding from God is good. Good is natural. Understanding is spiritual. You are living here with understanding. What differentiates you between one person and another is understanding. The reason why in class you come up with 50%, another person with 80% is understanding. Once you don't have understanding, meaning your understanding determines your percentage. Your understanding determines the percentage of money that comes to you. That's why the Bible says that the sower went out to sow. What did he go to sow? He went to sow the seed. And while he spread it, he so fell by the wayside. Fire. May what you are hearing today not fall by the wayside. Please don't allow any devil confuse you. This is what you need for the now. Forget about every other thing. He went to sow. Some fell by the side. Some fell on rocky path. The Bible said some fell among thorns. Among thorns, you know thorns. Chuku chuku. Fell inside. And then the Bible said all of them began to grow. There was even one that couldn't grow. The one by the wayside. The enemy came and picked it up immediately.
Created with free
immediately.
Why?
He doesn't want you to realize it. It's because once you realize the seed that is planted, you may want to plant it well in the right place. So it comes to take it from you. The Bible said there is another one that fell on a very fertile ground. And then the Bible said that one that fell on the fertile ground, it is he that understandeth the word of God. And then he began to produce, bring out fruits. Meaning fruit means outcome. Started happening to him. Outcome. Some of them in 30s. Some of them in 60s. And some of them in 100-fold. Meaning it is your level of understanding about anything that determines the outcome percentage to you. Somebody will get the 100% in these 3 Sundays. That's why you need to understand money, because money is the major thing that people are chasing. In fact, it's competing with God in the life of many. Competing, serious competition. But today, you will put money where it belongs. You didn't hear me. I said you will put money where it belongs. And then money will put you where you belong. You don't understand? I say money will put you where you belong. That's why when the Bible is talking about when my father and my mother forsake me, then it takes me up. It's trying to say that though you may be depending on father and mother, money, God is saying that is not even the issue. Whatever it is, no matter your level, God is more than enough. Once you can understand this thing, everything changes. Your search concerning
created
money
with free version for non-commercial use.
And then when you make a move, that move will give you moves of money. One move with multiple moves of money. Is God talking to somebody here? I say, is God talking to somebody here? Somebody will enter this understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. On this note, we will be talking about understanding money. I took my time to tell you about understanding so you can know what we're talking about. Understanding money in this crooked world, in this time of recession. God said to me early this month, he said, teach my people prosperity and cause them to prosper. Did you hear me?
Created with free version
said,
for non-commercial use.
Said, teach my people prosperity and cause them to prosper, because this is the time for them to step into higher opportunities. Many will lose opportunities you will enter. Why? Because of, by the reason of this understanding of money. Is somebody here? Is somebody hearing me? I say, somebody hearing me? You are not talking. I say, somebody hearing me? Glory to God. Understanding money. That's what we're talking about today. And then for the next, the second Sunday and the third Sunday, we'll talk about multiplying money. Are you getting me? The fastest way to multiply money is in the kingdom. You can't find it anywhere. Don't
created with free version for non-commercial use
to deceive you. That's why your eyes need to be open. Thank you, Jesus. Understanding money. So number one, the reason why many suffer for money is because they don't know the root of where money comes from. Let's not talk about the branch. Let's not talk about the stem. Let's talk about the what? The root. Because when you understand the root of a thing, you will enjoy the fruit of that thing. You didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? I said, when you understand the root of a thing, you will enjoy the fruit. Fruit means the outcome of that thing becomes easy to enjoy. The reason why many suffer for money is because they don't know the root of where money comes from. They don't understand the root of money. So where is the root of money? Where is money rooted? Where is the root of money? The root of money is not in man. Listen. The root of money is not in man. The root of money is not in the systems of this world. It's not in the government of this world. The root of money is not in the business you do, but the root of money is in God alone. This thing is deep. This God alone you have, you will hear many things. The root of money is not in any man. God
created
didn't plant
with
it
free
there.
Version for non-commercial use.
The root of money is not in the systems of this world. The root of money is not in the business you do, but the root of money is in God alone. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Mantaka paramasisa. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Please listen attentively and look into the scriptures well. The Bible says that through faith, we understand. Did you see? We understand that the worlds, the Bible didn't say the world. Can you see it there? It didn't say the world. It said the worlds. That S there is not there by mistake. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, the reason for the S means the system.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That's the meaning of the S there. The system, the economy system, the financial system of the world, the educational system of the world, all the systems of this world, well-organized system of this world, the Bible said that we understand that the systems of this world were framed by the word of God. They were framed, they were created by the word of God. So that things which are seen, the things that you see, the money that you see, we are not made out of things which do appear. Meaning that the money you see with your eyes, the financial system that you see with your eyes, they were not made out of visible things. They were not made out of machines. They were not made, the printing of money, that is not the root of money. Money has its roots not in the printings. The Bible says everything, the systems of this world, and money, which has its own system, financial system, he said that they are what? They are framed by the word of God. So the things which you see with your eyes, the money you see with your eyes, those figures you see, they were not made out of things that appear.
Created with free version. They were not
made out of things that appear. They were not made by men. They were not made by the system of the world. They were not made. They are not even made by your business. You don't make money. You don't create money by your business. So if it happens that these things which we see, of which money is part of it, is not made by things that do appear, it must be that it must have been made by something that is hidden. Amen. It must have been made by something that you cannot see with your physical eyes. And that's what the Bible said in the first sentence. It said, through faith, we understand that the worlds, the system of the world, they were framed, they were created by the word of God.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And what is the word of God? The Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And the word, John chapter 1 verse 1, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Meaning that the word of God you see in that verse is actually talking about God, because the word of God is God. That means it is by God that everything was created. So who is God? Who is God? The Bible says, John chapter 4 verse 24. Because if you don't, we are going to the root of money, right? So who is God? John 4 24. He said, God is a spirit.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
God is not my mate. God is not man. God is not the system of the world. God is not your business, so don't make your business God. God is a spirit. Now, if God is actually a spirit, and money has its root in God, that shows that there is nothing natural about money. Money is spiritual. Did you see the problem? So if money is spiritual, why are you looking at for it physically?
Created with God free version for is a spirit. Use.
And money is rooted in God, and the root of everything is rooted in God, and then that shows money is spiritual. This means that God is the spirit behind the money you are looking for. God is the source behind the money you are looking for. You are going to men to look for it. You are chasing after system to get it. But it is actually God you need to get it. Because he's the source of what you are looking for. And that's why I keep saying that many are in need because they don't know what they need. They don't know what they need. What you need is, what is the source of this thing? I want to get to the root of this thing. Once I can get the root, once I can know the root, once I can operate through the power of the root, I will get the fruits.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I will get the outcome. I will not sleep. I will not be at home having sleepless night looking for what my God has. Whatever will make me have sleepless night is either I'm praying, thinking about money. I can't remember when last I did that. I told God, I said, God, I want to be part of those that will sow seed in dollars. And because I understood the root of money, and I understood how to sustain it, at least for the second time, I sowed in dollars last 2 months. I sowed from Nigeria into outside the country, sending dollar from here down there. Oh my God. Are you getting something today? So money has its root in God. Money is spiritual. So God is the spirit behind money. God is the source behind money. He only channels them through men. He channels them through the system of this world. He can channel them through your business. But your business is not the source. Your business is the channel. Men are the channel. The system of the world are the channel. So why must you keep your eyes on the channel when you can focus on the source? So money is spiritual. It only, that is the source, is the one that channels it. The source of everything channels it through anything.
Created with free version.
So when you focus on your financial channels, which are physical, and you are disconnected from your financial source, which is spiritual, you begin to lack financial resource, which should be continuous. When you focus on your financial channels, which is physical, and disconnect from the spiritual source, financial source, which is spiritual, then you begin to lack financial results, which should have been continuous. God wants us to have it in continuity. But when you focus too much on the channel, you will soon start giving glory to the channel.
Created with free version.
That's why many people, they are looking for which business we work, instead of them to look for who is the source of this business that will make it work. Their focus is diverted to the wrong thing. That's why that place said that I was caught in that time. He said that you may remove your eyes from false ways, negative ways. When you focus on the channel instead of the source. There is somebody here. By the virtue of what you are hearing, something is changing inside you. Maybe your own is, maybe your father and your mother, maybe your own is one, somebody somewhere. Those are channels, and God may not need all of that. He must not have to tell you how he wants to do it. God has multiple channels.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. Stop focusing on the channels. Focus on the source. Focus on the source. And this is why Romans chapter 8, 6 to 7. Romans chapter 8, 6 to 7 says, for to be carnally minded is what? His death. What does that mean? That doesn't mean you will die. To be carnally minded is disappointment. When you focus on your channels, you will be disappointed. The Bible says it is death. It will bring disappointment. It will bring frustration. It will bring bitterness. It will bring any negative you could ever think of. It will bring hypertension. It will bring hyper everything. Everything, your blood hyper, your body hyper, the water of your body hyper, your leg will soon start swelling up. Everything is just working towards hyper. Then when you go, they say you have hypertensis. They say this one is hypertension. What about that one? Hypermogrigolius aprotensis. Don't ask me the meaning, because even me, I don't know. I'm just saying my own. But you know, we have different kind of hypers. That your high blood pressure goes down today in the name of Jesus. Understanding gives you rest. It gives you rest. It gives you ease of operation. You don't have to struggle. When you are holding the key of a car, do you struggle to open it? Please answer me. Do you struggle to open it? But when you are not holding the key, what happened? Everybody will know something is happening. Come and help me. You will be fighting with, but not for you. Why? The key is not with you.
Created with free version for non-commercial.
The key
use.
To money is understanding. And that is what I'm giving you. I'm giving you eternal key to open doors that people say, we didn't see you pass through this way. Where did you pass? I passed another higher way. For my ways are not your ways, said the Lord. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. God does not think like man. God wants man to think like him. Just think like man. God wants man to think like him. And that is why he gave us what you call the mind of Christ. Mind is for thinking. Am I right? Mind is for what? Thinking. So what I'm doing now is I'm trying to change your thought about money, so that at the end of the day, you will no longer suffer. You will just say, my sufferness has ended. When I enter City of Truth, sufferness, bam.
Created with free.
We had a story of someone
use.
Who came to join this church. Anytime they are almost getting it, there is disappointment. Almost there, disappointment. Money matter. Almost there, disappointment. Almost there, almost. The story is almost their story. Almost their syndrome. Why? They don't understand money. And then they met me and told me about their story. I made declarations about them because I have an understanding on how this thing works. And the first bam that they hit, I received a call from overseas on the same issue. And then I said, I have somebody that is able to do this, do that. He said, okay, no problem. So when it was time to pay the money, I was the one at the forefront. I said, you don't follow behind. Let me see whether this money will answer me. They understand my logo.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So when we got there, I said, yes, we are the ones. We want to get it. I said that we are the ones. I joined myself with them. I went with an understanding. And then when I got there, it was not up to 2 hours. 500,000. Bam. For the first time, business, you know, just open up. And from that day till now, it has been from glory to glory. Why? Somebody who understood this thing stepped in. Every other thing gave way. There is always a key. There is a logo on those who understand it. Somebody is going out of this place without logo. It's a logo, a spiritual logo that shows you understood this thing.
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Revelations, remas are just jumping. I don't know which one to pick. God help me. God help me. So he said, to be carnally minded is what? His disappointment. He now said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And peace. No struggle. Peace. No worries. Peace. Why? Life has entered. Why? Because we understand that to be spiritual about money is what gives life, is what submit money to you, and then you will enjoy the money with peace. Many have money, no peace. That will not be money, oh. Many have money, no peace. Why? Because it was not from God. See what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. There is somebody here, my spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody here, you are on a very rough road. You know yourself. Very rough road. And you know, by the reason of this teaching, as you agree with God, God is jumping you from that rough road into a very tired road. That's the road of peace. That's the road of peace. Where everything is made. Your own is enter with the understanding. Does being your former understanding. He said, for the former things are gone. He said, the new things have come. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things, old ways are passed away. He said, behold, see. And that's what I'm showing you. Behold means see, all things have become new.
Created with free version for this non-commercial
use.
This
new way we produce money into your pocket. See what Proverbs 10:22 says. It said the blessing of the Lord. How many of you believe with me that money is a blessing? Put up your hand. You believe money is a, put it up very well. Very well. Very well. If you can even put it to. You believe that money is a blessing. Put your hands down. Now the Bible now said, the blessing of the Lord make it rich. Why is he talking about rich here? Because money is a blessing. The Bible now said, and added no sorrow with it. That shows that there are blessings with sorrow. Now, let us remove blessing and put money there. What did he say? The money of the Lord,
free version for non-commercial
use, maketh rich and added no sorrow to it. Did you see that? Meaning that anybody can be rich. But only those who are rich through the money of the Lord, they are the ones who have no sorrow attached. Anybody can be rich, of course. There are different ways you can be rich. There are different ways you can get money. Plenty. Plenty, beaucoup. But the Bible says that it is only the money of the Lord. Clean money. The money of the Lord, it maketh rich. Who need these riches? Do you want the type of riches that when you are sleeping, you are bam? You understand now? Your God, bam, you are sleeping by 20. Oh, I'm sorry.
Created with free version for non-commercial
renew
use.
Renew your covenant. And then this covenant you're going to renew. What happened is that you have to submit your mother's head. You are not hearing it. Then they'll say, oh, it's your second born. Is that not sorrow? The Bible says by this that many pierce themselves with sorrow. Because when you look for it in the wrong way and you hammer it the first time, for you to remain at the top, will you not do everything to Are you getting it? And when you discover the way you are doing it, the thing is not coming, you want to take another step higher, and then another step higher, and then the devil will be rubbing your head, "Bello, dear mommy, well done." And then you're entering. Then when you now get to the point of no return, they'll say, "This level you are, no going back. You go back, you die."
Created with free sorrow? Version for non-commercial use.
Is that not death? To be carnally minded is death. There is clean money with God. Money that you will get, you can sleep well. You will wake up and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Money without sorrow. Money without tears. Hiya. There are seven people here. You will enter into it from now. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost here. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit here. But it's not yet time. It's not time. You need to receive more. Oh, glory to God. Are you getting something? How are you doing now? I said, are you getting something? So what must you do to tap into this money? What must you do to tap into this money? We just got to this place not too long, and then somebody called me and said, "The place you moved to, is it your permanent site or the place you just rented?" I said, "We rented it." He said, "Please, once you are about to get your land for the permanent site, let me know." Am I the one doing it? I just understood money. And then the source was the one going around looking for channels. Thank you, Jesus.
Created with
after
free version for non-commercial
days,
use.
Three Sundays, you will never suffer for money again. Even if you have passed through anything before and behind, don't worry, God is not against you. That's why you're here. You are not condemned. You are not condemned. You are not here to be condemned. No condemnation in this house. No, you cannot. You cannot, and you will not, and you will never be condemned. For there is now no condemnation. The Bible says, for those who are in Christ. Where are you? You are in Christ. You are in this building in Christ. So be free. What must you do to tap into money? Number one, let me be fast because of time. Connect consciously with the source of money, God. Did you hear me?
Created with free version for non-commercial.
Did you really hear me? Very good. Only two people. Did you really hear me? Very good. Connect consciously with the source of money, which is God. See God as your source of money and hold him tight. Because this age we are entering, all channels without connection to the source will start drying up. There are many channels drying up today. Many are going different places looking for greener pasture. The only greener pasture is in God. Channels are blocking. Only those who understand the source, who stay with the source, he opens the channels for them. You are one of them. You didn't hear me. I said, you are one of them.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
See God as your source of money and hold him tight. Don't let anybody take him from you. Your connection to the root of a blessing empowers you to enjoy the fruit of that blessing. I've said that before. connect to the source of money. And that's why Haggai chapter 2, 6 to 8 gave us clearly. Clearly, there is no any there. I mean, it's too clear in Haggai chapter 2, 6 about this source. See what it says in verse 6 downwards. He said, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts." Who is speaking? God. The one who put breath inside your nostrils. The one who gave you grace to be breathing. Breathing every day. In fact, he strengthened you to enter here today. Amen. He's the one making
created
you shine.
Created with free
like
version
this.
For non-commercial use.
Covered you with his glory. Despite your weakness. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. See what the Bible says. He said, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while." That means it won't be long. "And I will shake the heavens." Why did he say we shake heavens? The Bible says money groweth wings and flyeth towards the heavens. It's in the Bible. God now said, "I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land." Next verse. Next verse, please. "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come." And what is the desires of all nations today? Money.
Created
is it not money?
Free version for non-commercial use.
It's money. Why are they bringing different infrastructure? Money. Why are they building companies? Money. Why are they collecting taxes? Is it not still money? Any money you put outside, you must pay. This one, pay. That one, pay. It is what? Money, money, money. And that's what nations are desiring. He now said, "For the desires and the desires of all nations shall come." See what he now said? "And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." What did he say? "I will fill this house with glory." Is talking about the glory of their desires. Meaning a time is come and now is, whereby it is only in his house you can get money. Yes. "I will fill this house with glory." The glory of what? Of silver and gold. Many people will be looking for it everywhere. Unknown to them that it is inside the church. See what he now said in the next verse, verse 8. He said, "The silver that everyone is chasing after is mine." Can you imagine what my God said? Can you imagine what my God said? He said, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." Why are you now looking for it from channels when the source of it is revealed? The silver is mine. The gold is mine. In the New Testament, there was a place the Bible said, "All things are yours."
Created everything with free that you version for non-commercial use.
The source say, "It is mine. It is mine. I'm the only source. I'm the source that gives you the resource. You need resources? Get connected to the source. And then get disconnected to those who are carrying themselves as a source in your life. Because it is to disconnect and connect. You can't connect to the two at the same time. Never. God said, "For I, your God, I am a jealous God. I am jealous. I don't like anyone to share with me what belongs to me." Don't connect to me and connect to those things. Connect to two things. Stay with me if you are with me. And then I will lambast your life with beauty. I will lambast your life,
created
your destiny
with
the glory
use.
Of it. Did you see what Solomon did? The Bible says that Solomon went before God. He got connected to the source. And then the source appeared to him and said, tell me what I shall give. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. I hold the cattle over thousands of years. What shall I give to you? Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. I'm waiting. Tell me. Give me an open check. Tell me. And then the Bible says that it got to a time that this Solomon was laying up gold as dust. What you are looking for is at his backyard. They all broke gold. Oh, this gold is nice. Put it behind my backyard. Because the house is filled. Everywhere, the ground is gold. Up gold. Pillar gold. What is using to drink water? Gold. Temple gold. Everything gold. What do you want to do? Put it at the backyard. Just store it there. Store it there. We don't need it more.
Created with free there version is somebody for non-commercial
if
use.
Your faith can carry it, very soon, within or after these 3 days, you will be pressing money like figures. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody is really catching this thing. Somebody is dragging the anointing. I'm feeling it. You know, Jesus was going on the road, and then the woman with the issue of blood, you know, touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. And the Bible says virtue, power, was drawn out of his garment and touched the woman. And suddenly, the issue of blood dried up. How did that woman get it? If I may but touch, that is faith. His heart is connected to Jesus. He said, let me just touch.
Created
there is somebody here.
Your heart
use. Is connected to this anointing. You will lay up God as dust. There was a man that became so rich that he said he's even looking for divorce to help him divorce more. Because the more they divorce, the more the thing increases. Because he understood money. You have not had anything, no. This one is just first deal. We are still going to 2 days. And then great impartation. I'm telling you the truth. Some of you in this hall, while you are here, under the impartation, you will be receiving calls. You may not be able to pick it there, no, but it is for money. Because of your understanding. The understanding of anything can attract that thing to you. Because understanding is spiritual and is connected to the natural. There is no more time.
Created with free version this thing? For non-commercial use.
Silver is mine. Gold is mine. He said, I will beautify this house with the glory. But number two, let's go ahead. Number two, what must you do to tap into money? Number two, create a legal financial channel for God, your financial source, to pass the money through. I'm giving you workable, are you getting me? Workable point. I'm not just talking. There are some of you have deep talent inside of you. You have might, you have mighty things in your hearts. Like I will give you a story today. Create a legal financial channel for God, your financial source, to pass the money through. Listen.
Created with free
version for non-commercial
use.
Do you remember the case of Jesus? Jesus wanted to pay tax. When he got to the tax collector, they wanted to collect money from him. And as at that time, he wanted to prove that he understood this thing. See what this man did. This great man. The greatest man that ever lived. Matthew chapter 17, 27. See what he did. By the virtue of what he did, he opened our eyes to something. It's a hidden secret. And I want to let you know today. See what he said in verse 27. He said, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened the mouth, go to the sea, cast the hook, the first fish, meaning the fish was actually the channel. God is not a magician.
For non-commercial
he
use.
Is a miracle walking God. He didn't say, boom, wah, boom, ah, boom, mm. Take that. Is that what he did? No. He said, baga buku bam, baga buku bam, bam. Ooh, just turn. Oh yeah, Peter. He didn't do that. He showed us that he always needs a channel. God needs a channel. Jesus said, go, the first fish. He said, open his mouth. He now said, thou shalt find a piece of what? Money. That take and give unto them for me and for thee. Open his mouth, and then you will see money. A piece of money was in the mouth
created
of
with
the
free
channel.
Version for non-commercial
the
use.
Fish was actually the channel for the money to flow. But remember, he didn't just get the fish outside the source. He didn't get the money outside the source. It was the source that said, go and get a channel and then open the channel. Some of you bring up a particular whatever inauguration. You instead of you to inaugurate your channel, you are inaugurating a jaga jigija, hey, jaga jigija, and then after your jaga jigi, it is open. You have a channel that God had to come and open for you. Inaugurate it under the anointing so that the mouth will be open for fish to come, for money to come in. But you went to look for I didn't see anything.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Did I see anything? Did I see anything? Did you hear anything from my mouth? I didn't see anything, no. My hand is clean. Amen. So you create a channel. Some of you want to enter your new, you are celebrating birthday. The day you are to enter into a new year of your personal life, it was rice you used first to celebrate. You open the channel of a new year with rice. Instead of you to open it with the anointing, with blessing. I'm opening your eyes, so I'm not telling you. I'm opening your eyes. These are the things, so many people don't know. You don't know that what happens to you from the beginning of the year, what is the first thing that came on you on the beginning of the year is very important.
Created
for the
with
end.
Free version for non-commercial use.
It's very important for the middle. What to begin with determines what you your it determines. Praise God. Are you getting blessed? So he said, open his mouth. Open the mouth. Please display this thing, please. He said, thou shalt find what? A piece of money. He said, take and okay, we finished reading it, right? So I've told us that I just made us understand that God is always looking for what? A channel. So you have to create a channel, financial channel, a legal financial channel for God, your financial source, to pass the money through. Number three, which is the last one, and then we close. Then connect with the anointing on the anointed continually. You don't connect to your channel as your source. You only create a channel for your source.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Did you hear me? You don't connect to your channel as your source. You create a channel for your source. Don't make your channel your source. It's only created. But you must not be too connected to an extent. You lose touch from your source. And this is the case of Peter again. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5, He was toiling everywhere. You remember? Looking for what? Fish. He had PhD in fishery. PhD. Highly qualified man. Man of the jungle when it comes to the sea. Something about Peter. Peter enters into the deepest of the deep. Meaning
created
at the center, of the, center of the sea. No matter the region, he has a lot of techniques and skills. This, my brother, tried everything possible. What was he looking for? Fish. He had a channel. But he was not connected to the source. He toiled all night. He was looking for fishes. The way many of us are looking for fish, because inside every fish there's always a coin. Why is he looking for fish? Because when he sells the fish, what is the return? Coins. Am I right? When he sells it, what is the return? Money. So what is he looking for? He's looking for fish. The channel. And you know the boat is part of the channel, right? Because you need the boat to put the fish inside. He toyed everything. He couldn't catch anything. See what the Bible now said. Verse 3. And he entered. This is Jesus.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And he entered into one of the ships. And that ship now happens to be Peter's ship. He is about to enter one ship today. I don't know whether it's your own. Is it going to be your own? I don't know. Some of you, you are forming big boy. You better turaka and collect this thing. Who is the person here? Okay, who is it? This is, hello. In this place, who is the person? Among the two of you, who is the person? Are you sure? There is somebody here. He will enter your boat today. Man, takabala balada. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. You know, when I was reading this, I said, Simon, oh my show, you are very favored, though. Hey, yeah, Simon. Hey?
Created what with about, free version for non-commercial
what
use.
What about, let me not say, John. What about Hebrew, Timothy? What about, give me name now. You know, they have different kind of funny name. What about Cain? What about Egba? They have different kind of name. What about, they have different names there. It's not like our own. Somebody can be bearing straw. Straw that we're using to drink this. That's somebody's name outside the country. Straw. Benson Straw. Amen. In that place. So it can be anything. Maybe he didn't enter straws, boat, sheep, or boat. The Bible says that, and then which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would trust. Do you have to pray? Master, you don't have to pray. I will push it. Because he understood. Maybe then he didn't really understand, you know. He said, pray, and prayed him that he would trust out a little from the land. And he sat down. He did what? He sat down.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You mean the source of all things sat down on a channel, and that channel will not produce? It's never possible. Never is what I said. He said he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Next verse. Now when he had left speaking, it's like me entering your, I just say, okay, I'm coming for a visit. I want to come and visit you in your shop. Amen. And I entered, there was somebody I went to visit in a pharmacy. I just entered the shop and I discovered that the owner of the pharmacy is lying down with sickness. He has taken drugs. Drugs could not help him. See, drugs
created with free version
down
for non-commercial use.
And then I enter. I say, I just came to say hello to you. Sir, thank God you came home. Sir, I've been down like this. I don't even understand what is that. I've taken that. I said, touch my clothes. You know what I just remember? I just remember Jesus. I know many of you are used to this kind of, when somebody is sick, everybody surround. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. No good. You understand now? Fire! 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 Hey, 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 hey. And then after that night, the next day, you are not the one sick. Because you have finished your strength. But Jesus, I have never seen Jesus did that once. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever read it? Jesus is talking. He will not tell his own. Oh, yes,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
This demon must go out today. And then Jesus is shifting back. Jesus said that they that believed in me said the works that I do, they shall do. And greater works than this shall they do. And that's why I don't call people for surrounding. I pray for you and you must respond. You understand? Oh, Rabakasata la Maria. Before the anointing, everything answers. Did you hear me? Everything responds before the anointing. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep
and
let down the nets. Has he not been letting down the net? The source was not available. He was focused, highly connected to his channel. Instead of him to have just created the channel and connect to the source. But this time the source appeared. Say, let down. See what he now said. Like some of you. When you come to meet me, Daddy, this is the problem. Then I say, okay, go and do this. Daddy, I have done it. I am now saying to you now, go and do it. I'm speaking in the light of this that Jesus did. Some of you just think I'm just talking. I'm not talking. I'm not just talking. There is power here. Many people were touching Jesus. Only the one who touched with faith went home healed and whole. See what now happened. And now, when he had left speaking, we are okay. And Simon answering, like some of us, said unto him, Master. Why did he call him Master? You have an understanding of this matter. Because you can't be a master in the things you don't understand. Jesus understood it. He's a master. On this one, he understood it. On that one, he understood it. On the other one, he understood everything. They said, Kai, this man understand this. He understood this. He understand every answer, every time. This is a master. It's like having one key that can open many doors. Is that not a master key? It's a master. We have toyed all night. We have been looking for this fish. They are just doing yanga for us inside the sea. When we cast, they say, they kept on dodging our. We don't just understand. The thing is not just happening. The way they were dodging that, my daughter, I just shared it. Almost there. The thing cut off. Almost there.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
But when the anointing stepped in, the thing entered. It will enter this time. Oh. He said, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. The story of nothing in your life is ending today. I'm not hearing that. I said, the story of nothing, nothing, nothing. What do you have at home? Nothing. What about this? Nothing. In your pocket, you go, nothing. The story of nothing. You even open shop, not even one soul came into it. That spirit of nothing is casted out from you in the name of Jesus. Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. He said, nevertheless, this is what I love.
Created with free version for non-commercial
nevertheless,
use.
At thy word. Remember, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and God himself is a spirit, and that spirit is the source. He now said, nevertheless, at thy word, by the reason of you being the source, I will let down the net. What next? What next? Verse 6. It's like this our. And when he had done, and when the earth is done, the Bible says they what they enclose a great multitude. Where a multitude of fishes, and their net began to break. Listen to this. Listen to this. Peter was not at the middle of the sea.
Free version for non-commercial
the middle
use.
Of the sea is the best place to see fishes. Everything about this case is awkward. I mean, totally unnatural. Because it was at the brink of the river. Do you catch fishes at the brink of the river? Even if you catch, maybe the one that is dead, that is just flowing, and come and catch me before I'm gone. But this one, number one, is not at the middle of the sea. Number two, is at the brink of the river. Number three, is in the morning. You don't catch fishes in the morning. Fishes come out at night. They don't come out in the morning. Fishes don't come to the brink of the river. They are always at the center of the river. So how come these fishes? Do you want to know how come? Do you want to know? It was the creative word of the master that formed the fishes and put them inside the net. Meaning that there are many of you, you have this mentality that when I can sell, it's only in the morning
time. Use.
When I can sell, it's only in the evening. I cannot sell well in the evening or maybe in the afternoon. Listen to this. At the word of the master, when others are not selling at 2 p.m., you are selling. Why? The word creates the channels and then put the money there. Meaning that the word of God operates in season and out of season. There is somebody in this place. You don't have to wait for morning. Do you know there was a day I wanted to travel the next day? I'm going to, is it Ekiti or so? And then I have enough in Jesus' name. Because I don't like to say not enough. Do you get me? I have enough in Jesus. I say, Lord, I need money. I need to go to so-so place the next day. Thank you, Jesus. Money comment. Because I have an understanding of it. I was telling God this by 9:30
p.m. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
When it was to 12 into a.m. Are you getting me? To 12 into a.m. Somebody called me. To 12 into the a.m. Are you getting me? That's before 12 a.m. Somebody called. That same night. Hello, sir. How are you doing, sir? I said, I'm fine. I said, everything. I'm fine. That's not what I'm looking for. Go straight to the point. In my heart, that's what I was saying. I said, hey, sir, please send me your account number. I said, but why are you awaiting now? He said, he just discovered he couldn't sleep. So while he was just there, you know, just meditating and just, his mind is just troubled as if there is something he needs to do. Then suddenly it was my name that dropped in his heart. Say, please send me your account number. And then by the time I forwarded the account number, then he forwarded times four of what I needed. Did you hear what I said? Times four of what I needed.
That created with free version for non-commercial use.
By the reason of the word of God, by the reason of your connection to your source, from today, those that God has packaged to raise you up, to make you something, they will not sleep until they locate you. Mantaka parabala. Are you ready to pray now? Just one prayer point and then we close. Are you ready now? I said, are you ready now? I said, are you ready now? God is about to sit on someone's channel here. And there are some of you here, before the 3 Sundays are over, new channels will be created for you. There are 4 people here like that, 4 of you in this place. You are looking for channels. You don't have one yet. Between now, before the end of this series, I see new channels appearing before you in the name of Jesus. And some of you here that have channels and the channels have not been producing, congratulations. Did you hear what I said? I said, did you hear what I said? Maybe some of you are even operating on a channel that is making you struggle. You know there are some channels like that. You have to then 35 naira will enter. Then you push and push and push, 20 naira. You walk and walk and walk, but what you are receiving? Let's pity him so that he won't die with sweat. 50 naira. That is over today. In these 3 days, there shall be sign that God is already blessing you. Raise up your hands to God. Everybody, because of time, raise up your hands to God. Everybody here.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ. From today forward, I connect to my source. I connect my life to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now begin to declare it, declare it, declare it, declare it. I connect my life to God from today. Declare, declare. I connect my life to God. I connect my spirit to God. I refuse to disconnect from Him. I connect to my source from today. Rapakata la bala bala da. I connect, 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 I connect. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The Lord told me we should address the spirit that brings distraction to this connection. There are spirits that distract you from your source. You want to talk to them now. You shall have what you say. It is with your mouth. It is with your mouth, not my mouth. My own mouth is for me. Your own is for you. Are you getting me? After you have done your own, then by the anointing, I can now speak with my mouth. What you now say, including, you know, connected to what I said, then we begin to work the wonders. Are you ready now? Say in the name of Jesus. Every spirit disconnecting me from my source, I cut you down now. Go down now. Go down now. Go down now. Prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Declare every spirit disconnecting me from my source, I cut you off my life. Go down. Go down. Go down. Get out, get out, get out. Get out of my life. Get out of my family. Get out of my life. Get out of my family. Get out of my business. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Every spirit of destruction, get out, 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 get out. Mataka bala bala. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Every spirit distracting you from you to be connected to your source continually, I cut them off you in the name of Jesus. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. You spirit, let them go in the name of Jesus. You are free. 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 It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You have been listening to the senior pastor of City of Truth International Church with the mandate to deliver God's people from the oppressions of this dark age through the teaching and preaching of the word of truth.
I declare it ever right now! Raise up your hands, the power of God is coming upon you wherever you are.
To listen to more of our messages, visit our YouTube channel at City of Truth International Church or our Telegram channel at City of Truth. To follow and contact us on our social media, you can visit our Facebook page at City of Truth International Church. God bless you. City of Truth, spreading the word of truth with power.